WIS, and we have overcast sky, 70 degrees in center. We also have on the line with us this morning a special guest, and got up early this morning to be on the morning show, and we appreciate him. It's an honor to have with us Jeff Alwine from, of course, Cocoa Mats. And good morning, Jeff. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And you are the owner and developer of the Cocoa Mats floor covering for automobiles, and we want to talk about that this morning.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about how, Jeff, you came about developing this product and putting it out there that so many people are using nationwide for their automobiles.
Well, it all started back before I actually got involved. Back in the 50s and the 60s, Cocoa Mats were designed for the early Porsches, Mercedes, BMWs, when they had rubber on the floor, and they would put these Cocoa Mats, and they would act as the original auto mats. So they would go on top of the rubber mat. The dirt would kind of filter through. You'd vacuum them out, and off you'd go. They kind of went out of favor back in the 80s. And we got a package by mistake. I had been praying to get into some business. I wanted to do importing, and so I was praying to get into a business, and all of a sudden I got this package from DHL that the inside of the package was switched. I was supposed to get a shirt from India, and I got a little piece of coconut fiber. But when I was a little bit younger than that, I had some early Porsches, and they had these Cocoa Mats in there, so I thought, wow, this is divine intervention. This is a business that I can get into. So I did some research, found a factory in India, Christian factory, as a matter of fact, and got some samples of some mats and duplicated them, and started. That was in 1996, and we've still been going strong since then.
Wow, what a blessing that has been for you and your family as well. I understand your wife worked with you to start the company up and to get it going.
She did. She worked with me. Sometimes it was dragging her along. But we have five kids, and they all worked in the business as they were growing up. If they wanted to make some money, they would make bobbins for us, or trimming, or whatever. There was plenty of stuff to sweeping or whatever they had to do, and so it's worked out to put five kids through college. So it's been, and we put a lot of smiles on people's faces. It's a mat that when you get into the car, it's a nice looking mat. It's different. It's not a carpet. It's not a rubber mat. Rubber mats have their function. It's great when it's muddy and snowy and stuff, but you don't want to always get in your car and look at dirt and the garage floor. You want to look at something nice and put a smile on your face. So that's what these mats do, and they're functional.
Well, so, you know, people love their automobiles. That's our key to transportation here in America. And we are thrilled to be able to take care of them. And this not only helps, is functional for care, but also to help enhance the beauty and the pleasure of driving.
Absolutely. We've had customers that called us and said, you know, I just got my new Mercedes and my new Porsche, and I was showing it to somebody, and all they wanted to know was ask about my Cocoa Mats, what my floor mats are, because it just enhances the inside. You are correct. It just makes it look really nice.
And they're not just ordinary mats, because yours are all custom made. Is that not correct?
That is correct. When we first started off, we thought, in fact, it's a funny story, that I went to Las Vegas. There's a SEMA show, which is a big aftermarket automotive show. Went there with the universal size mats. We made some up, and we went there. We got inundated with people that loved the mats, and we thought, oh, well, this is it. Well, it wasn't it, but it was nice at the time to be recognized. And went home, and we got all these orders, but we had no patterns whatsoever. So we had over the 30 years, we've gotten thousands. We probably have 10,000-12,000 different patterns now, because even Porsche from the 50s, probably those eras had six or seven mats, and you get into the 60s and then there's another 7 or 10. I think Mercedes, we have about 150 different patterns. It goes all the way back to the 50s up to today, and they keep coming out with new chassis, and so we have to get new patterns. So it's been a wild run.
Yeah, you've been talking about mentioning Porsche, Mercedes, and those type automobiles, but here in the Deep South, a lot of people drive pickup trucks. Can your Cocoa Mats fit into those pickup trucks?
Absolutely. And especially nowadays, a lot of the pickup trucks are really used as automobiles. They're not necessarily a utility. They use them once in a while for that. But I would recommend a rubber mat if you're hauling dirt and you're mud and you're in the, you know, the snow and stuff like that. But when it's inclement weather and you want your truck to look nice, as everybody does, then absolutely. We've done thousands of trucks. And we have a lot of different patterns, and there's a lot of different trucks out there, back from the 50s all the way up to today.
Now, your mat...
Absolutely. The answer to that is yes, we do trucks.
Great. And your mats are quite popular across the country, and they're in some quite hierarchy-type garages, like Jay Leno, I understand, has Coco mats from your company.
He does. Back, it must have been 20-some years ago now, we sent Jay a letter and a little piece of material, and we said, you know, we'd love to offer you some mats for some of your cars that they would fit into, and we got this call back on our voice. We still have the voice message that says, "Hey, guys, this is Jay Leno. Love to have you come out to California and make a video. Love the mats. Remember these when I was a kid?" And it was just a fantastic thing, and it's really boosted, because once you get somebody like Jay to endorse and say the mats are cool and something that you should look at, it means a lot. And we've got them in Jerry Seinfeld. We've got them with quite a few different people that have collections. But they're just car guys, just regular guys. It's like they just want something nice in their car and something period correct for a lot of these guys, because a lot of them go into collections, like with Jerry. He's got a big Porsche collection, so his was more of a functional thing for his collection.
And these classic style...
Jay, what a nice guy.
Absolutely. And these classic style mats also would enhance... We have a lot of people in this area that collect the 57 Chevrolets, the 55s, the 56s, the 63s. They collect the Corvettes and things like that. And these type mats would enhance any of those.
Absolutely, and we not only do the Coco mats, but we branched off over the years. We do a sisal, which is a little bit different material. We do a wool, which is really nice. We do a German square weave and an American square weave wool. So we could do classic American, not only just in Coco, but in other materials as well. So I think we have 6 or 7 different other materials besides Coco that also enhance and look beautiful and have a nice backing and custom fit to your car. And we talked about that earlier, you brought that up, that if we don't have a pattern, we'll send out a pattern kit to somebody, and they can make a pattern exactly how they want it. We bring it back to us, we digitize it, and it fits, we'll make it exactly how they want it, which is real nice for a lot of people.
It is indeed. And I understand that you started out on the West Coast, but now your company and your factory is on the East Coast. You want to share a little bit about that and the transition, how it was from working out West and is now here on the East Coast?
Absolutely. We started in California. We were at Gore Hills, California, my mother-in-law's house. I worked out of her garage for a couple of years. And we moved to Connecticut right after we started the business. We moved to Connecticut. My wife was from White Plains, New York, when she was a kid, and we decided to move back there to move our kids. We had 5 kids at the time. And started in eastern Connecticut, and so it was in our garage. We had a 4-car garage, a basement. We had a 40-foot container in the backyard. And we got big enough that we had to grow some more, so we said, where are we going to go? And South Carolina ended up being where the pull was, because they used to have, you know, a lot of the factories down there did a lot of sewing and things like that. So we moved to Fort Mill, South Carolina 20 years ago. We've been here ever since and been really enjoying it. It's been a good change to come back down here.
Wow, what a story. What a story of an entrepreneur. And yes, good people here in the Deep South, and there in Fort Mill, South Carolina, wonderful folks over there. But what a story you and your family have, as starting from scratch with a few strands of coconut fiber and winding up later with a huge business nationwide. And what would you say to other young entrepreneurs that's considering starting a business that's unique like yours was?
Oh, I think follow your dream. You know, get consensus with your family, and if it's a good, get some advice, get some mentors that would help you along the way. and just don't give up, because we've had several times with us. And there's certain people along the way. There was a guy by the name of Bob Snodgrass. It was a Brumos Racing. We were up at a racetrack up in Lime Rock in Connecticut, and the business was slow. We weren't doing that great. And some guy drives up with his leathers on in a golf cart, and he says, "Oh, I kind of like those mats. Maybe we'll start carrying some." Well, he ran Brumos Racing and Brumos Motor Cars, which is Mercedes, Porsches. I think BMW was also one of their brands in Florida. A huge guy, nicest guy in the world, really helped us, you know, give us a step up. And I'd say to people with an example like that, is there's guy, people are along your road, your path, that's going to come along and help you, and just let them, you know, just accept it and keep moving forward. It'll work out. Just don't give up.
Well, that's a wonderful story of American entrepreneurship and the American spirit. And it continues to grow today because you brought back a classic from the 50s and 60s that you provide right up until today. And that is a wonderful story. And let me ask you this, John. Tell us how that people can get your product. Jeff, tell us how that they can get your product and these cocoa mats and how they can get them made for their vehicle and shipped to them.
Well, the best way is just to go to the website. That's nowadays, in fact, that's along, helped us along the way as well, because for smaller companies, the internet is so nice because everybody can go to it. You can use a QR code now. But if you go to Cocoa Mats, it's just COCOMATS, CocoaMats.com. Lots of information. There's our phone numbers there. You can call us. Our customer service will help you. In fact, we've had a lot of cases where somebody will call in and say, "I want to order this particular mat and this material," and we'll say, "Let us send you some swatches," and we'll always include something that we think is good. And 9 out of 10 times, they'll call back and go, "Man, you were right. This perfect match what you sent me. I would have been disappointed with the other stuff." So you can call us. The number's on the website, and we'll be happy to help you in any way we possibly can. Samples and advice as well.
That's Jeff Allwine, owner of Cocoa Mats. And Jeff, let's give them that website one more time so they'll know how to get you.
Sure, it's Cocoa Mats, COCOMATS, just like coconut, but Cocoa Mats. Cocoa Mats, COCOMATS.com.
And they've been around since 1996, and been around a long time, providing cocoa mats for classic cars as well as everyone's ordinary car that they want something nice in. Jeff, it's been a pleasure to have you. Anything that you'd like to leave with our listeners that we haven't touched on yet?
No, it's fun. We talked about being an entrepreneur and stuff like that, but half the fun is when somebody gets your product and it really makes them happy. And that's one thing that I really enjoy with this business, is that you're putting a smile on people's faces. We had a guy just call a couple of days ago, and every time he gets in the car, puts a smile on his face. And that's really important for me. You know, yeah, you got to stay in business, you got to make a profit, but it's also, if you can make somebody happy along the way, boy, sure really makes it a lot nicer.
Well, thank you so very much for sharing about Cocoa Mats with us here in Center, Alabama today. And we appreciate your time so very much. And we hope that you continue your family to do well and enjoy life, putting smiles on people's faces, one set of car mats at a time.
Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Jeff Allwine and Cocoa Mats, folks. If you need a set of classic mats for your vehicle, go to CocoaMats.com, and Jeff will get you fixed right up. And we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hey, Agnes.